Here's a thought about jumping to conclusions. Just as a little thought experiment, go with me on this. Let's look at a pattern. A, then B, then C, then 4. You see, that illustrates my point about jumping to conclusions. Because the natural assumption is, once the pattern is set up, that the logical last component will be D. And I threw you a curve by saying 4 instead. Would have been even funnier, I suppose, if I'd said A, then B, then C, then banana. But you get the point. We cannot help but jump to conclusions. As human beings, we are pattern-recognizing machines. We look for patterns. They help us create our understanding of the world and anticipate things that are important for us to anticipate. So we can't avoid it. We simply can't. And that goes for viewing at artwork too. When you go into a gallery and you see a piece of artwork, you bring with you an entire background of experience and patterns and ways of thinking and thought processes that you simply cannot control, at least without conscious effort. So when we put out a photograph and we think it says A, it might say banana, because people might be led to a different conclusion than we would hope they would be led to. It's just part of the process, and I don't think it's possible to create artwork that is so tightly controlled that everybody will interpret it exactly the same way. Matter of fact, I'm not even sure that's possible.